As we move into a new year, the triumphs and failures of 2016 loom large. We survived an election that laid bare the differences that divide us. We watched in horror as violence ravaged our city streets. We saw the distortion of a simple and poignant phrase, Black Lives Matter. We watched as optimism gave way to anger and fear. As a black man, it breaks my heart to know that in 2016, African American men comprised 34% of the unarmed people killed by police, though we make up only 6% of the population. It hurts me to know that in a city like Chicago, more than 700 homicides took place, mostly in poor neighborhoods filled with people of color. It pains me to know that in 2016, our incoming president would cheapen our democracy by thanking blacks for not voting. And still, I'm optimistic, because 2016 sets the stage for the return of an essential need, hope. In 2017, hope won't be driven by political promises. It won't be pushed by the culture of celebrity. It won't be recorded in social media friendships. No, this hope will be driven by that basic need that makes us human. This hope will be driven by relationships. Only true relationships can share the joy of triumph or push us through our struggles or make us whole again. But in order to have such relationships, we must first acknowledge that we've been separated by culture and ethnicity, by skin color and religion, by political and social beliefs. Then we must do everything we can to bridge those divides. Unfortunately, there's no easy way to do so, and we'll see that in 2017. This year, those who've been targeted by demagogues will be forced to come together. Those who've been identified as outsiders will have to unite. Those who feel empowered by hatred will have to face themselves. And in the midst of it all, each of us, no matter who we are, will have to hope. And hope is much more than some imaginary concept. It is something each of us possesses. Each time we take a step forward, we hope that another step will follow. Each time we take a breath, we hope that the next is not our last. Each time we see the sunrise, we hope to see it rise again. Each time we reach for someone, we hope that they'll reach back. In 2017, I'll reach out to those who think as I do, and I'll reach out to those who don't. I'll form relationships across ideological divides and shape those relationships with hope. I hope we'll stop talking long enough to listen. I hope we'll listen well enough to understand. I hope our understanding will be deep enough to bring change, and I hope that change will be profound enough to make a difference. That is the 2017 I hope for. Let's pray it's the 2017 we'll have. I'm Solomon Jones.